T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Team PXY Fake News.
Fake news.
The fake news.
Fake news.
Phony. Phony. Fake.
Because sometimes truth is stranger than fiction.
All right, here we go. Dirtbag Nick back in the hot seat for this week for a little Team PXY Fake News.
Are you ready?
I am literally always ready. Monday through Friday, I'm ready for fake news.
You stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea for you. So here's how this game works. We have 3 ridiculous stories. 2 of them are true. 1.
It's all fake news.
And it is Dirtbag Nick's job to try and figure out what that fake news story is. You can help him out. Click PXY Safe text line at 69822. Or 222-9800 up on Twitter at 98PXY Rochester.
Any really way you can reach him to help him is going to be beneficial.
He's going to need it.
For sure.
I always need it.
Let's jump right into it, Breeze. You ready for headline number 1?
I am. Hit it, Corey.
Here we go. Headline 1. Florida man loads car with frozen iguanas. They warm up, come back to life, cause car accident. With the abnormally cold temps, iguanas are freezing in the Sunshine State and falling out of trees. Some of them are hitting people, by the way. This has been all over the news.
It's raining iguanas down there.
But because of this, a man from Central America who now lives in Florida had quite a surprise recently. So in Central America, if you don't know, iguana is actually a delicacy. So this man, who was not named, thought he had hit the jackpot and began loading the frozen iguanas into his vehicle. Unfortunately for him, when they went into the vehicle, that warmed them up, and those iguanas started coming back to life.
Yeah, zombie iguanas.
All of a sudden, they started getting up and running around in the car, which led to an accident.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wowzers, that is really something.
This fake news was indeed fake news.
Second headline, Florida man tries to bring emotional support alligator on Delta flight.
Yep.
You know, Nick, I don't know if you've heard recently in the news, but there's been a crackdown on emotional support animals on airplanes.
A crackdown?
And you might not know the reason why. Well, I'm about to tell you. And shocker, it stems from a man from Florida. Kevin Glazer, 48, of Gainesville, Florida, was boarding a Delta flight going from Gainesville Regional Airport to Pittsburgh International Airport when he tried to bring his emotional support alligator aboard. Although Glazer had all the correct paperwork filled out, a Delta associate at the desk did not let that happen on his watch. Glazer became extremely aggressive and ended up getting arrested.
I'd be pretty mad if it took away my emotional support alligator.
Well, he wasn't emotionally supported anymore.
I mean,
so
the associate just didn't see it fit. It was a safety hazard, truly.
False and fake.
And headline number 3. Jewelry thief leaves behind his fanny pack with his ID in it. A jewelry store owner in San Diego was talking to a couple last Friday, and the woman claimed she had to go back out to the car to get her wallet. Then, after she walked out, the guy she was with grabbed a handful of gold necklaces from behind the counter and ran out the door. But luckily, police know who he is because his fanny pack got snagged on the door and fell off, and inside that fanny pack was his ID. Last we heard, they hadn't tracked him down yet, but cops have the fanny pack. And someone got their license plate number as well, so it's only a matter of time. The owner says the gold necklaces are worth somewhere between 70 and 80 grand.
Your organization's terrible. You are fake news.
What a rookie.
I mean, who brings an ID to a jewelry heist?
Yeah,
no,
probably.
Who wears a fanny just in pack case? To a jewelry heist?
I mean, can we just start with who wears a fanny pack on normal occasions?
I do.
I feel like the fanny pack trend is coming back.
It's been back, baby.
I'm not here for it.
It's not. It's a false trend. Trying too hard.
What? Yeah. I have a fanny pack. It's actually very convenient. All your stuff.
Exactly.
Right there.
Like I said, trying too
hard. Yeah, right near your pockets.
Yeah. Yeah, if only.
What
if
pockets?
If only pants could hold things.
I'm wearing leggings. I don't have pockets.
Okay. All right. Dirtbag Nick, there are your 3 headlines for this week for Team PXY Fake News. How are we feeling?
Oh, man. These are good headlines. And
couple of Florida stories.
You
fanny pack story.
In a while.
Yeah,
so.
No, I'm 0-1 this year, too. So the pressure is on for me to not get behind early.
Yeah, 2020 has not been kind to you so far. So it's time to turn this thing around.
What do you think, buddy?
Oh, God. All right. So I'm going to go with the one that's different than the others.
Ah.
So the non-Florida man story. And I'm going to go with headline number three.
All right. You're going with headline three. Jewelry thief leaves behind his fanny pack with his ID in it.
Yes.
What is the percentage of confidence that this is correct?
I'm sticking with the 33.3.
33. Okay. This is purely a guess.
Yep.
I appreciate your honesty. I also appreciate the fact that you are dead wrong.
Ugh.
That
yeah.
is a real story.
It was the Gator one.
It's the Gator
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Headline two.
It's literally always the one I'm thinking.
Well, I did throw in some facts. So there really has been a crackdown recently on emotional
This is true.
Animals.
Yeah. That's been all over the news.
So it's kind of a little bit of a
fake news based in reality. You know what? There probably somewhere is an emotional support alligator.
There is
an emotional support alligator. I did Google that, but they've never been on a plane yet.
Are they baby alligators or are they full-size gators?
They're about 4 feet long.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I think I would always be happy just strolling down the street with a 4-foot-long gator.
Like on a leash?
Yeah, because like, you know, who's going to mess with the gator guy?
That's true. That's actually a great point.
Yeah.
All right. Well, great point there, Nick, but still
no
defeat today.
You lost.
0-2 in 2020.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.